Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu. I'm once again at the great and mighty Sketchbook Comics for another comic book store adventure, and joining us once again is Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. It's been a couple of weeks due to weather. I've just been too lazy and too cold to come in, but we're back.
Yeah, it's been pretty damn cold. I think that was the story across the board. Nobody was coming out for a couple of weeks.
No, I'm very excited. You have the poster for Convergence out in the front of the store, and it looks really, really awesome.
Yeah, it's a good poster. I'll be honest, man. I wasn't sure about Convergence. Really, all I was kind of hoping for was that because this is an event they're doing so that they can move from New York to L.A., that like their offices, was that we'd get something fun. And the more that I've looked at the solicitations, the more that that's exactly what I think we're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, some of the books I was looking at them when I was ordering them and just kept thinking, well, this seems kind of dull. Catwoman, for instance. I'm looking at it going, it's Catwoman. She's not that popular. And then I looked at it again, and I'm like, except she's going to fight Kingdom Come Batman.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fantastic. And then Superboy was the 90s Superboy with the jacket and the glasses.
Yeah.
I thought, that's kind of neat. And then I looked and he fights Kingdom Come Superman. I'm like, that's not just neat. That's fantastic.
And there's on the poster, there's a little cover for Justice League International with Ted Kord,
yep,
Blue Beetle. So I'm sold right,
yep,
there.
And Booster Gold has his own book for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a ton of characters that I think are just going to be fun. The Suicide Squad one looks like it throws back to kind of the John Ostrander Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I'm super psyched about some of them now. And like I said, a couple of, like, each of them is just a 2-issue limited series, so I think it's just about having fun, you know?
Yeah.
They're not like worried about what follows it. It's not like there's some big after Convergence event. It's just Convergence. It's just this one fun event.
Yeah. On the other side of the coin, could Marvel announce more Secret Wars tie-ins?
I think so, and I think they're going to.
I think so, too.
It hasn't even come close to coming out, so yeah, they probably got another 50 in the pipes.
Oh, man, there's a lot announced this week.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're everything, and they're hoping to hit, I think, every possible person. Man, if there's a single human being on this planet that buys them all, I will be blown away.
Yeah.
There are so many of them. Like, and nobody even really knows what to make of Secret Wars.
I'm mildly curious about the main miniseries, but I don't need all the tie-ins.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of interesting tidbits about Supergirl out the last couple of weeks. The Supergirl show that's coming out.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Dean Cain's going to be on.
Yeah, Dean Cain, and is it
Helen Slater, the original, yeah, Supergirl?
Yeah, an original Superman, original Supergirl. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
They let it slip that Superman might be on at least one of the shows, at one of the episodes.
We'll see what happens. That'd be cool.
The Lumberjack, though, did you hear about that?
No.
The villain on the first episode is a guy called the Lumberjack.
Yeah, that's not strong.
Guess he was in one comic ever back in 1980.
Nice. Yeah. No,
and he looks like a lumberjack in the picture.
Nice. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do with that.
Yeah.
But why they chose it.
Well, I also heard Cyborg Superman might be coming on there, too.
Well, Hank Henshaw, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Oh, right. Maybe,
yeah,
not.
He was cast, so it may not be the actual Cyborg Superman, but the character that becomes Cyborg Superman
has
been cast for it, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And the rumors about the spinoff from Arrow and Flash, the team-up show.
Yeah, the idea that it's going to be a team.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean, it's a neat idea. I think I'd almost prefer that they just stick with what they know works, which is the solo character.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not sure, and I'm granted, and you know this from us talking, I haven't seen any of Season 3 of Arrow yet.
Yeah.
I don't know that Adam would be what I'd want as a third character.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, once you binge watch that and Flash Season 1,
yeah,
you let us know.
Yeah. But, a team-up could be a cool idea, depending on who they use. Because they've named a couple of people, and then they've said another two or three that have never been on TV. So
that could be interesting there.
Absolutely, it could.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Adam and Firestorm and somebody else?
Adam, Firestorm, Captain Cold.
Yeah, that
and,
went through me. But
Black
then,
Canary, I guess.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, Captain Cold through me, but then when you look at him in the Justice League and stuff right now, they're probably just playing that angle, so.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Could be. See Avengers, the new Avengers trailer?
I did.
I know you guys posted that Team Sketchbook was psyched.
Team Sketchbook is psyched. until I get to that very last scene where you see the Vision. I hate the Vision. I hate the Vision, but I also hate Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. So
yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. They're different animals, you know.
Yeah.
What it was in the comic is not necessarily what it's going to be in the movie.
True. True.
I'll wait and see on the Vision stuff, but
it looks good. Go, I mean, so.
I'm hoping, in all honesty, I'm hoping that the Hulkbuster Hulk fight is shorter than they're kind of leading us to believe by including it in everything.
Yeah, every trailer.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not a massive amount of the movie. So, I guess we'll see. But otherwise, yeah, I'm super psyched about it. I really want to see the Ultron stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. And Wolverine 3 was announced?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to start shooting in 2016 instead of being back-to-back with Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's cool. Whatever. I'd rather they kind of kept them separate anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Same guy's coming back to direct, though. So.
Which is good. I like the Wolverine.
Yeah, me too.
The end of it kind of leaves me a little cold, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That he fights a giant robot... armor guy.
Yeah, right. Forgot about that.
And the whole drilling into his claws thing didn't make a ton of sense to me, but okay.
I guess so.
It's movie storytelling, movie science, so
yeah.
What are you going to do? But yeah, I like the feel of that movie, so I'm happy that the same guy, Mangold, I think it is.
Yeah, James Mangold,
back.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. What have you been reading in the last couple of weeks?
I read Big Man Plans from, I want to say Image, but it might be Dark Horse.
You were just raving about that a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Very dark, very not for children. Has some very black humor in it, some nudity. So, so not for kids, but it was really good. What else have I been reading? Oh, Batman! I mean, I'm completely caught up on Endgame, and that is phenomenal.
Yes,
everything about that book is just staggeringly good. What else have I been reading? I've been trying to just plow through a ton of stuff lately, and I don't remember everything. Oh, I read both Spider-Gwen and Silk. Both were very good.
Okay.
I think I liked the Spider-Gwen one a little bit better. Had more of an old Peter Parker Spider-Man feel, like the old Stan Lee Ditko days, that kind of feel to it. And it's just cool. Silk, I liked it a lot. The art, for the most part, works for me, but there's some little touches to it that I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I enjoyed both books a lot.
Oh, cool.
Silk kind of surprises me because she's so... It feels like a clumsy shoehorning of her into Peter's origin that bothered me right out of the gate. But the reality is she's kind of a cool character. So
yeah.
Despite that, she's kind of got my attention. So
cool. And we talked a little bit about this. The new Hawkeye series is out, and the last one's not finished yet.
Have you
looked at it yet?
The new one, I have looked at it. I wanted to see it because it's drawn by Ramon Perez out of Toronto, who I'm a big fan of.
Okay.
The art in it has a couple of different styles that he uses, one in the flashbacks, one in the current day.
Okay.
The current day one looks like he's trying to kind of mimic David Aja from the previous series a bit, which I don't necessarily think he needs to because he's a very strong penciler on it with his own style, so I don't know that he needs to kind of copy that at all, and I hope he moves away from it.
Okay.
But I haven't actually had a chance to read it yet.
Yeah, because I'm a huge fan of the last one, the last series. So.
Yeah. And what I did read in one review was that it looks like Lemire's trying to keep some of that feel.
Okay.
So we'll see. Like I said, I haven't read it yet.
I liked him when he was writing Green Arrow, so hopefully he'll carry through to this one, too. Cool. And, to close out the segment, sadly, we lost Leonard Nimoy this week.
We did.
Were you a Star Trek fan at all?
Not.
Not at all?
Not.
Okay.
I think I've seen all the movies except for the second one of the new ones that he's not even in anyway.
See, I'm a fan of the movies. I never got into any of the TV series.
No, the TV shows never really did anything for me. But I liked him.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of him. I was very sad to see that he passed away.
Yeah.
And I mean, kind of on the same topic, we had the whole scare yesterday with Harrison Ford
and
the plane crash.
And, yeah.
It sounds like, from what his son has said, that the reports are overblown.
He's
just some bumps, bruises, scratches, you know, cuts.
I would have been sad because he's my favorite actor, actually.
He's up there for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's such an icon.
Oh, yeah.
Every actor hopes to have one iconic role that people remember their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
How many does he have?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Regarding Henry.
Well, yes, regarding Henry.
Right, no.
And is it 6 days, 7 nights?
6 days, yeah. No, Indy.
But he's Indy, he's Han Solo, he was, I can never remember the character's name, but the Tom Clancy character.
Oh, Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, The Fugitive.
Blade Runner, The Fugitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy has iconic roles that everything he does almost feels iconic. So
yeah.
Yeah. It would have been disappointing if something bad had happened. But thankfully, it looks like that's not the case.
And not his year. Didn't he break his leg, like, first day on Star Wars?
Yeah, he broke his ankle on Star Wars, yeah. Yeah. No, wow. Definitely not his year. And unfortunately, much like Nemo, where they made the announcement that Nimoy had gone into the hospital, and my first thought was, that can't be good. He's up there.
Yeah.
The same idea. You know, the idea that he had crashed the plane was bad enough, but I just kept thinking, with his age, even some injuries that for you and me might not be even close to life-threatening could be,
yeah.
You know, for somebody who's up there in the years. So, yeah, I'm very happy here that he's,
yeah,
that the reports are overblown and it's not doesn't sound like it's that big a deal.
Yeah, so speedy recovery, Harrison Ford.
Absolutely.
And I say it every week, dude, thanks a lot for helping us out. And we love your store. And those of you listening to this podcast, make your way down to Sketchbook. You're going to be happy you did. Lots of comics, lots of friendly people, a lovely Red Hood mask you can look at.
Made by one of our customers.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks again. We'll talk to you next time. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad, and have a great one.
I hope the weather gets better because I'm so sick of the cold.
Oh, me too.
Take care, man.
Take care.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.